This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. 1,300 people are being evacuated from a disabled cruise ship off Norway's western coast. Reuters reports nearly 500 people had been airlifted off the boat as of Sunday morning. British passenger Derek Brown and his wife were two of those rescued.
I was a bit alarmed, saying, help, what's going to happen to the boat? What's going to happen to all our possessions? Why are we going to suddenly go off? Is the boat liable to capsize, sink, or what? We didn't know. So we were quite frightened.
Passengers have described terrifying experiences. That's the sound of furniture shifting as the ship tilts back and forth. Video shows a ceiling panel falling on a woman's head. Founder and chairman of Viking Cruises, Torstein Hagen, says he hopes the ship will arrive in port Sunday afternoon. He says most of our passengers are senior citizens, just as myself. It must be a terrible experience. Some passengers have been taken to hospitals. Syrian Democratic Forces declared they have defeated Islamic State Saturday. The U.S.-backed forces took back the last shred of territory IS claimed as part of its self-proclaimed caliphate. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Here, we managed to destroy the so-called Islamic Caliphate of ISIS.
That's the commander of the Syrian Democratic Forces through an interpreter at a ceremony in Baghouz, marking the Islamic State group's defeat. But in Beirut, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told reporters,
"We still have work to do to make sure that radical Islamic terrorism doesn't continue to grow."
I'm Ben Thomas.
And this is VOA News. The death toll in Mozambique exceeded 400 Saturday as aid and rescue efforts continued a week after Cyclone Idai devastated parts of southern Africa. That's according to a government official. Mozambique Minister of Land and Environment said 1,500 people were in need of rescue from rooftops and trees, and about 89,000 people had packed into displacement camps. This woman arrived in Beira Saturday, saying she's looking for her husband. She said, "I was alone with my children. I came here expecting to see my husband. He was supposed to be here, and I spoke to him by phone." More than a week after Cyclone Idai roared in, the muddy floodwaters were still pouring off the riverbanks, draining what aid workers had called an inland ocean. Nearly a month ago, tensions quickly rose between India and Pakistan, raising fears the two nuclear-armed neighbors were moving toward war. One region, Kashmir, a disputed territory both countries want, suffered the brunt of the crisis, forcing many to flee. While there has been intense international diplomacy, the situation is still not back to normal, and many who return to Kashmir fear tensions will rise again. VOA's Aisha Tanzim reports.
Though tensions have eased, life remains uneasy. Locals say the buildings and homes, largely made out of tin, offer no protection from the fighting. Some have built bunkers, but many are left exposed.
The situation is so bad that people leave here in the evening. Everyone is scared that the firing can start any time. So far, the government has done nothing.
Residents say as they try to return to normal, they live in fear tensions will rise again and uncertainty about their fate if they do. Aisha Tanzim, VOA News, Chakoti.
Thousands of police fanned out across Paris and other French cities Saturday for the 19th consecutive week of yellow vest protests. This as the government faced intense pressure to avoid a repeat of the rioting and looting that marred last week's rally in the capital. Authorities banned demonstrations in a large area in the west of the city, including the Champs-Élysées, the scene of last Saturday's rampage by hundreds of black-clad agitators. Protest bans were also in effect in other city centers. I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.